Hello and welcome back to like a two-edged sword podcast. It's good to be here again recording and, you know, just to share with y'all a little bit about what's going on in my life. So school started, as some of y'all may know, you know, those who have kids know that school started already. I am not a kid, but school started for those also as well, grown people like me. And no, it started off good, but this semester is going to be a lot of reading. I know that for a fact. So keep me in y'all's prayers, you know, and I just wanted to share something with y'all today. And it's just something they came up with as we were conversating in class one time. And it's a praise that I have that I want to share with people, because sometimes we tend to forget about things that the Lord has done in our lives, and we keep moving on and living life, and we just say, oh my goodness, thank God, thank you, Lord, for this, and then we forget about it, you know, and it just becomes something that the Lord did for us one day. You know, it's no longer something that we keep on praising throughout the rest of our lives, and because we already have this expectation of God. You know, which is a good thing. You know, we expect that God's going to be doing it again in our lives. But we should never forget what he has done already in the past. Or we should never minimize it because of the new things that are coming, that are being presented right before our eyes, that are blessings that are coming from the Lord. So when we were in class, we were having a conversation, and I was sharing how a time that I felt that the Lord was actually moving in my life, which I still do. But in this moment, me and my wife were back in South Texas. We had applied to come here to school, to this university at SMU, and we didn't know what to do because we didn't have the fundings. We didn't have a place where we were going to stay to sleep in, or, you know, any dorms. So my wife had applied for marriage housing here at SMU. At the moment, all the spots were occupied. There was no spots left. So we just decided to do everything in faith, you know, have faith in God. And my wife suggested, you know what, like, I'm so done not pursuing my calling that I don't care if we have to go and sleep at a Salvation Army and then go to class and go back. I just want to do what the Lord called me to do. Also, I want to share that in that moment, we needed like a down payment or something to be able to come to school here. And it was over $1,000. A week before it was time for us to come, we already had set up our minds that we were going to go to Salvation Army and stay there, come to school. Well, a week before, we get an email that a spot opened up for marriage housing. And we signed up for it. It was given to us. So we were just crying. We were crying and praising the Lord. It was a beautiful moment. That very same night, that was during the daytime, but the very same night, I received a direct deposit for the exact amount that we needed for a down payment. I had money saved up, but it was there was money that we needed like to survive and buy food while we were here. So I could have done it. I could have given that payment with that money. But that money showed up as a direct deposit. So the money that we had saved up, we used it here. And it was just amazing because, like, I seen the Lord move in our lives. Wow, this was something different. This was something truly different. Well, this became a story that years later, after he kept moving in my life and blessing me in different ways, this just stayed in the back. Stayed in the back. It became just a regular thing that the Lord did for me. And I was like, wow, this is something that I should keep sharing every day of my life. And because it truly shows that if we have faith and we trust in the Lord, it literally is that leap of faith that they ask you to do. You will see God's hand move upon your life. And it's easy to say it more than to actually do it. Once you do it, life becomes so much easier. It does not become easy, it just becomes easier. Because when you go through situations where before you would get worried about financial stuff, or how are we going to do this? We don't have money for that. How are we going to survive this if we don't have that? Well, once you trust in the Lord and you take a big leap of faith, when you come face to face with more situations like that, if they become nothing, because you already know the Lord is going to pull through, and you know that He's always on time. That, when I said that it was that very last week, that was on time for the Lord. For us, it could have been like, oh my goodness, this is last minute. But no, that was on time for the Lord. He's always on time. So I wanted to share that with everyone, because I know sometimes we tend to minimize things that he has done in our lives, and we don't share these things and these praises with other people. They need to hear it, because it sounds like something easy, but if you, I mean something difficult, but if you do this, if you literally pull through this and take that leap of faith, everything becomes easier. And it becomes easier for you to have faith in the Lord and to trust in God. You know, there's a verse in Psalms 96:3 that says, "Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples." And this is why I also wanted to share this message with everyone that's listening, which I'm so grateful, because He has given me this platform as well for me to share messages of what He has done in my life and the testimonies of other people, and to share how great He is. This is why I follow this God, the one true God of the Bible, the one true God of the universe, because He never lets anyone down. He has never let me down, even after I keep on falling and letting Him down. He never lets me down. And I'm grateful to have a loving and gracious God. And always remember that no matter what you do, you can always come back to the feet of Jesus. There's no greater sin that is bigger than our God. No matter how evil you think your sin was, God can always redeem you. And He can always forgive you if you come to the feet of Jesus. So I want to thank everyone who has been listening to the podcast, you know, who has been patient since we haven't been uploading. This is a last minute podcast at this moment here in Bethany, Oklahoma. It's 12:02 a.m. I just got done with my homework, and I felt the Lord just press me to share this little message and this praise, because, you know, we can't be minimizing our praises, that no matter how old they are, we can still share those praises, because God is still the same God that pulled me through in that situation, and the same God that keeps pulling me through now. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and I want to pray for each and everyone that are listening. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the message that you have been giving me. Father God, for putting this message in my heart, Lord. Lord, I pray for everyone in this moment, Lord, that is listening to this podcast, no matter what time, a day or night, Lord God, I pray that you be with them, Lord, and that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, Father God, that you make them grow in their faith, Lord, so that they can experience, for those that have not experienced, they can experience, Lord, the faithfulness that you are, Lord, the faithful God that you are, Lord, so that they can also experience, Lord, going through a situation that I did, Lord, where I had my faith grounded in you, Lord God, and you pulled through, and I became a witness, Lord, of what you can actually do, not just through stories of other people, Lord, but because you did it in my own life, Lord. I pray that you do the same in the lives of the people, Lord, that when they trust in you, Lord, and they see your marvelous works, Lord, in their life, Lord, that they become stronger in their faith, Lord God. Lord, bless each and every one of the people listening, Lord. Bless their families, Lord God. Listen to their prayers, Lord. I pray that you also be with them, no matter wherever they are, no matter where they go, Lord God, that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, so that when they spread the gospel and they speak to people, it is you, Lord, that is speaking through them. Lord, we love you and we worship you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord, for everything that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone, once again for tuning in. God loves you and God bless you.